Welcome to the How To Dressage podcast, and in this episode, we're going to look at how to ride a simple change. So the simple change is a movement that appears in some dressage tests. Now, contrary to what the name would have you believe, there's nothing simple about it. Because as the rider, you need to be very clear and coordinated with your aids, and your horse needs to respond to them almost instantaneously for this movement to be smooth and seamless. So in this podcast episode, we're going to look at what a simple change is, why you would want to ride one. We're going to look at the steps on how to ride a simple change correctly, along with giving you some extra bonus training tips. So let's start by first clarifying, what is a simple change? Well, a simple change is a way of changing your horse's canterlead. So in essence, it's canter, walk, canter. So the two canters are punctuated by 3 to 5 clear walk steps, and it results in a change of canterlead. For example, you would be cantering on the right leading leg, you would transition to walk for a few steps, and then you would pick up canter on the left leading leg. So now that we know what this movement is, why do we want to ride a simple change? Well, aside from a simple change being an efficient way to change your horse's canterlead, the main reason for teaching and training your horse to execute a high quality simple change is that this exercise is a precursor to the more advanced movement of flying changes. So if your simple changes are straight, balanced, and relaxed, with your horse continuing to work forwards into the bridle, then more than likely, your flying changes will also have these qualities. Conversely, if your simple changes display tension, crookedness, and a lack of balance, then you will find flying changes very difficult. Now, other reasons for simple changes include the following. So they teach your horse to be reactive to your leg and seat aids. They also encourage your horse to close his frame and flex his hind legs. They also test the trueness of your connection through your horse's back into your contact. They also test and improve the coordination of your aids, and they test your ability to influence your horse. So now let's move on to talk about the simple change dressage test progression. So when the simple change is first required, it pops in at British dressage elementary level. However, there are building exercises that are demonstrated in the preliminary and the novice British dressage tests. So in the preliminary tests, you are required to canter onto diagonal lines. And this tests your horse's balance, coordination, and relative engagement. And then when you move up to novice level, the novice tests require you to ride walk to canter and to make transitions via trot on straight lines. Again, these test whether your horse's balance is coming onto his hind legs. Now, if you have progressed through these levels and you have trained these movements diligently, then the simple change is a natural follow-on progression for your horse. Now that leads us nicely into talking about some of the prerequisites that you need to have in place before you can start teaching your horse the simple change. So it's best to teach your horse the simple change in 2 halves. So start with learning the walk to canter, and then you would learn the canter to walk. Now you should be able to ride both of these transitions correctly and individually before you attempt to string them together for the purpose of the simple change. Now on top of that, for your simple changes to be a success, you also want to have the following qualities. So your horse's canter must have a correct three-beat rhythm and a clear moment of suspension. You must have an independent use of your seat, your core, your leg, and your rein aids. You must also be able to ride an effective half halt, and your horse must know how to respond to that aid correctly. So he must respond by bringing his hind legs more underneath his body towards his center of gravity. Now you must also be able to regulate your horse's tempo, and this is the speed of the rhythm. And you must be able to do that while also maintaining your horse's impulsion. And finally, you should have some ratchets in the canter. So basically, you must have the ability to close and open your horse's frame, and you must be able to show increased flexion and power in your horse's hindquarters. Now, if you can tick all of these boxes, then teaching your horse the simple change should be a doddle. Now, before we get into the steps, let's first discuss where do you want to ride a simple change? Well, during a dressage test, you cannot choose where you ride your simple change. But during training, you do have the luxury of being able to ride this exercise wherever you like. Now, if it's the first time that you are training simple changes, then you want to set your horse up for success and you want to make it as easy as possible for him to respond to your requests correctly. Now, for this reason, it's best to start teaching simple changes on two half circles or via a figure of eight. For example, you could ride a half 10-meter circle to the left in left canter. You would then transition to walk, and then transition into right canter and ride a half 10-meter circle to the right. Now, the circles help to engage and balance your horse's canter, and they also assist you in helping you to get the correct canter strike off when you are changing leading legs, because you are also changing direction. Now, riding a simple change on a straight line is a lot more challenging, because you need to change the canter lead without the assistance of changing direction. Therefore, you should only ride simple changes on straight lines once you and your horses are quite proficient at them on the half circles. Now, alternatively, you can also train this exercise around a square. So you can ride the transitions to walk and the transitions to canter in the corners. And the right angle corners will help to close your horse's frame and maintain his relaxation during the walk steps. And it will also help your horse to develop more balance and engagement. So basically, when you start to train the simple change, start on squares or on half circles. You can then progress to straight lines as you and your horse progress. But now let's move on to talk about how to actually go about riding the simple change. And we're going to do it in three steps. So the first step is your initial canter. So as you approach the area where you want to ride a simple change, you need to prepare your horse's canter for the downward transition to walk by collecting the canter through the use of your seat and your half halt. Now, you don't want to slow your horse's canter down. Instead, focus on maintaining the activity of your horse's hind legs, with your horse's shoulders becoming more elevated and the canter strides covering less ground. Now, as an additional tip, if you are riding this in a dressage test and you are required to ride the simple change over X, remember that you need to ride your transition to walk before X. If you transition to walk at X, then you're already too late. You need to transition to walk before X, you then walk over X, and then you transition into canter. So that's just an additional test tip for you. But now let's move on to step two, which is the walk part. So what you're going to do now is you're going to ask your horse to transition from the collected canter into walk By moving your outside leg from behind the girth, you're going to move it forward into its neutral position, and you're going to sit deeper and taller in the saddle. Now, at the same time, you're going to close your hand into a fist, and you're going to stop following your horse's movement with your hips. Now, as a bit of a side note, remember that when we talk about the terms inside and outside, these do not refer to your horse's position within the arena. Instead, the terms inside and outside refer to the direction in which your horse is bent and or flexed. For example, if your horse is in left canter and he is bent to the left, then your inside would be your left and your outside would be your right. But now, going back to this transition, remember that as you transition to walk, this transition must always be ridden more from your seat than from your hand. If you just drag your horse into walk by pulling on the reins, then this will only cause your horse to come against the bit, to hollow his back, to become tense, and all of this could lead to jogging and crookedness. So once your horse transitions into the walk, although the walk should remain collected, you need to allow him to move forwards by allowing with your rein slightly, by relaxing your seat and following his movement once again with your hips. Don't keep the handbrake on, because again, this could cause tension, crookedness and jogging. So as soon as your horse walks, let him walk. And then during the walk, you need to change your horse's flexion and you need to prepare your horse for the transition back into canter on the opposite leading leg. Now, we have another additional training tip for the walk. And this is during a dressage competition, the test will specify how many walk steps you must perform. And it's usually 3 to 5 steps. Now, in this case, you need to count your horse's walk steps, because if you do more or less, then you will lose marks. However, during the early stages of training, it's best not to focus on the number of walk steps. Instead, only transition back into canter when your horse feels balanced and sufficiently prepared. This will help ensure that you have a correct and balanced canter depart. Basically, you need to focus on the quality of your transitions. And then as you and your horse improve, you can gradually start to reduce the number of walk steps until eventually you could ride the simple change in that 3 to 5 walk step period, which is specified in a dressage test. But now let's move on to the final step, which is step 3, and this is the canter again. So whilst you are in the walk, once your horse is balanced and ready, you're going to ask him to transition into canter by sliding your new inside leg back behind the girth, by giving a downward and forward push with your new inside seat bone, and applying your inside leg at the girth. Now, during this transition, you need to avoid your horse staying too upright, because then he can come off the contact. Instead, you want your horse to execute a forward transition into the canter. So you want him to continue to cover ground and stretch into the contact. So remember that you need to ride your horse forwards throughout this transition. And that basically wraps up your 3 steps to riding a simple change. But now let's talk about some common faults. So there are several faults and problems that are seen in simple changes, and we're going to go through 3 of the most common. So the first fault we're going to talk about, fault number 1, is that your horse pitches onto the forehand. Now, this fault usually happens because the initial canter was out of balance. So as you ride that transition to walk, all your horse's weight goes onto his shoulders and it leaves you with a literal uphill battle to try to get your horse off his forehand in preparation for the transition back into the canter. Now, the best way to avoid this fault is to take your time in preparing your horse's canter beforehand. Ensure that he is suitably balanced and in a relative degree of self-carriage before you ask for that downward transition to walk. Now, as a side note, you can test your horse's self-carriage by riding a small given retake with your inside rein. Now, if you're not sure what a given retake is, we have done an individual podcast episode, and we've also got an article specifically on this movement on our website, howtodressage.com. So just search for how to ride a given retake. But now let's move on to fault two. And this is that your horse jogs during the walk. So jogging during those walk steps can be caused by several reasons. But most commonly, it's due to tension, anticipation, and or the rider using too much hand. So let's just go through those three individually. So firstly, tension. If your horse is not mentally and physically relaxed, then he will not maintain a correct and clear 4-beat walk sequence. Now, if this is the case, you must establish your horse's relaxation before reattempting the exercise. Otherwise, you're not going to solve anything. Now, the other reason for jogging could be anticipation, because after riding this exercise a few times, your horse may begin to anticipate the walk to canter transition and therefore start to jog. Now, if this happens to you, what you need to do is you need to ride the exercise in different places of the arena and don't always transition back into canter. For example, you could transition to collected walk and then you could allow your horse to walk on a long rein for a few steps. Basically, by changing it up, your horse won't know what is coming next and therefore he will be less inclined to anticipate and therefore less likely to jog. Now, the final reason for jogging is that the rider is using too much hand. So as we talked about earlier in this episode, if you use too much hand when you transition into walk, then that backwards pressure on the bit can cause your horse to hollow and then become tense, which leads to jogging. The downward transition must always be ridden more from your seat than from your reins. So that was fault number two of jogging. Let's now talk about the final fault, fault number three, which is that your horse picks up the incorrect canter lead. Now, this fault usually occurs because you have asked for the canter transition without first preparing your horse, or you have not aided him correctly. So during the walk steps, you need to flex your horse in the new direction, and you also need to be crystal clear with your canter aids for the desired leading leg. So therefore, you need to use your inside leg at the girth, your outside leg behind the girth, and your weight in your inside seat bone. Now, if you are in a dressage test, and after you have ridden 3 to 5 walk steps that are specified, say after that moment you do not feel that your horse is ready to transition, then don't transition. Instead, take an extra step or two to ensure that both you and your horse are prepared for a clean canter strike off. Now, you may lose a mark for the additional walk steps, but you will lose a lot more marks if your horse strikes off on the incorrect leading leg. So think of it as kind of damage limitation. The dressage judge would much prefer to see a clean and correct strike off with a few extra walk steps, as opposed to seeing the exact 3 to 5 walk steps, but then have you transition into canter on the incorrect leading leg. So that wraps up the common faults. Let's now move on to the final part of our podcast where we're going to talk about perfecting the simple change. because once you and your horse can do canter, walk, canter, then diligent practice of this movement will add quality to your horse's overall way of going. And this is because during the downward transition to walk, your horse is encouraged to sit more onto his hind legs, with his hind quarters taking more weight. And then during the upward transition into canter, your horse should then push that weight upwards and forwards. So the downward transitions are encouraging the hind legs to become more weight-bearing, and the upward transitions are promoting more power. And then as you can see, these two qualities work together to improve each other. So your canter to walk will also improve your walk to canter, and vice versa. And then these qualities will also improve your horse's overall balance, his strength, his collection abilities, and his self-carriage. And they will also tune your horse in to your seat and weight aids, and they will add quality to your horse's overall canter. So although these are called simple changes, they are anything but simple. But when they are ridden correctly, they deliver huge benefits. So to wrap this episode up, simple changes are canter, walk, canter. They are used as an efficient way to change your horse's canter lead and to prepare him for the more advanced movement of flying changes. Now it's best to start with the transitions individually, so teaching your horse walk to canter and canter to walk before attempting to connect them to create the not-so-simple simple change. Now during training, it's best to introduce this exercise on two half circles, focusing on the quality of the individual transitions instead of the number of walk steps. You can count the walk steps once your horse becomes more proficient at the exercise. And finally, always remember that simple changes should be ridden more from the seat and the leg than from the hand. Now, if you have any questions when it comes to this podcast episode, or if you have any other hints and tips that you would like to share with us, then please do so in the comments box at the bottom of the relevant blog post on our website. And to make sure that you don't miss out on any of our other free stuff, our books, our training diaries and competitions, then please don't forget to like and follow us on our other social media platforms, Facebook, Instagram, YouTube, Twitter and Pinterest. We truly appreciate you for taking the time to listen to our podcast and we hope that you got a lot from it. For more, don't forget to check out our articles and other free stuff, which is available on our website howtodressage.com, and pop by Amazon for our range of dressage books, planners and diaries to help you stay on track with your competitions and training. Bye for now.